I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 25-year-old woman named Kate from Tennessee got married this weekend to a 30-year-old guy named James. And after the wedding, Kate and James retreated to their motel room where they got into an argument.
Oh no, not as newlyweds.
Yeah, like the first night? Come on, guys. It got so heated that Kate pulled out her 9mm pistol.
Whoa.
Which she was packing under her wedding dress.
Okay, kind of epic.
Who brings a gun to your wedding, like, up under your dress, your big day?
That's what the garter's for, right? That's where you put it?
The gun?
It's like a holster.
You know? Yeah. I didn't realize that. She then pointed it at her new husband's head and pulled the trigger. Thankfully, it wasn't loaded.
Holy crap,
but
lady.
But then she put a bullet in and fired a warning shot into the air.
Okay, you know what? You might want to get an annulment.
I was going to say, did they rush to get married here?
Sounds like
how did that happen?
How well did he know her?
I don't know. It didn't say that in the police report. She was arrested for aggravated domestic assault, though, so I'm assuming they didn't consummate the marriage that night.
Later on,
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they're happy now. Moving on to your next story. 53-year-old Homer Stacy of Florida got mad at his 18-year-old son Jacob on Sunday for leaving his pet hedgehog at the house.
Don't do that.
And when Jacob got there, Homer pushed him. Jacob went outside, so Homer started putting some weapons onto a wheelchair and then pushed it out after him.
Okay.
I don't know what these weapons are. Fortunately, the cops got there just as Homer was pulling a baseball bat out of the wheelchair and hadn't pulled out his machete yet. Okay, so wow, he had a baseball bat and a machete?
Yikes.
Homer was arrested for aggravated assault and battery.
What do you think the hedgehog's name was? Because I'm thinking Jerry.
I think stereotypical Sonic, right?
I don't like, okay, here's
or
the thing.
Or would you go with like Henry the Hedgehog?
I love people names for pets.
I don't, because it's awkward if like my pet name is your real name. I feel like weird.
No, it's so funny. That's like the cutest thing to me ever.
Like, what are your favorite pet names that people have, or people pet names?
Well, whenever I was little, I was like 7 years old, and I got a couple fish, and I named one Stuart and one Henry. And I, like, that was their names, because I thought that was funny. Instead of something like Spike or Goldie, I think it's cooler to have a real person name for a pet.
Those are real names, though, too.
They're not.
I know somebody named Spike.
Well, maybe like a nickname. It's not on his birth certificate.
You don't know that. Then there's Goldie Hawn. But either way, that's interesting. I hope the pet hedgehog's doing okay. And your final dummy of the day story today. Cops in New Jersey got a call on Monday about a naked guy walking down the side of the intersection. You know what, by the way, as I continue with this one, a little parental advisory here. This story gets a little interesting here.
You just needed to air it out.
Yeah, just want to let you know that you might want to turn this one down if you got kiddos. Cops in New Jersey got a call on Monday about a guy that was naked walking down the side of the interstate. When they got there, they found 39-year-old Steven wasn't just naked. He was also using an adult toy.
Ew.
And, using?
Yeah, and not in the front parts of a guy.
Gross.
When he saw the cops coming, he yanked it out and tossed it away.
No, sir.
But according to the police report, eventually he admitted that he, quote, liked to get naked. I mean, hey, I don't know about you guys. I like to get naked, too. When I get home.
I'm always cold.
So are you fully clothed? Because boxers are nude at home. That's just me.
I freeze
nude?
At home.
Yeah, I mean, like, nobody else is there. No, it depends. Like, if the dogs are out running around, no, because they sniff your stuff. And
ew.
They could bite your stuff.
Yeah, they could do that anytime.
Yeah, but I'd say when you're nude, like then don't do that. But if it's just like whatever, like they're put away or something, that's how I prefer to be. So don't judge me for that one.
Steven should have kept that alone to himself at home behind closed doors.
Yeah, well, he likes to get naked, and he told the cops he was planning to film himself.
Okay.
He was arrested and charged with lewdness. And here's the worst part: you guys realize some cop actually had to go track down the thing that he.
Let's hope that he had gloves.
You think your job sucks? Imagine having to bag something like that as evidence.
Ew.
Example B. Okay, those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check them out later. We'll put them up there at RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex Show.